Every other Wednesday, we check in with the president and CEO of the Urban League of Greater Pittsburgh, Carlos T. Carter. Carlos, good morning.
Good morning on this bring your own sunshine kind of day. I say on days like this, you got to bring your own sunshine. So we got to bring our own sunshine today.
I'm with you. So are you going to bring us some sunshine today?
Absolutely. Hope you'll feel it through our talk today.
Yeah. You want to talk about the late Teenie Harris, who a lot of people knew who he was and know his name. Why is it so important for people to know the history of Teenie Harris?
Well, you know, Teenie Harris, they often call him One-Shot Harris because, like, I think film was expensive and he just took one shot, but really had a unique ability to connect with his subjects, was very talented but very humble. But he really, I think, humanized black people. You know, even now you see black people, Haitians, and other referred to in ways that are less human. And so he showed the triumphs, the joy, the pride. You know, he did funerals, political events, but really showed black life and I think humanized us in a very powerful way. And he actually captured my in-laws in his one book, One Shot Harris. And so they're actually part of that history among the other 80,000 photos. But again, his ability to connect, I think, was one of the largest collections of urban black life. He had over 80,000 images. And it's actually archived at the Carnegie Museum of Art. But I think this is ability, again, to capture unique moments of humanizing everyday black people and showing the span of our humanity.
What would be the best way to see the works of Charles Teenie Harris?
Well, I know this actually, as I mentioned, his works are housed at the Carnegie Museum, so you could go there. They're actually at Carnegie Museum of Art. They're also online. And actually, this week on September 27th at 1:30 on Mulford Street in Homewood, again, September 27th at 1:30 at Mulford Street and Homewood. They're actually going to put a marker to recognize him, sponsored by the Pittsburgh Preservation, by Preservation Pittsburgh. But yeah, I just say know about him. Look at his works. They're pretty captivating. And you can feel like you're there and really connect with the people. But yeah, he's definitely one to remember and a great Pittsburgher.
Have you had a lot of inquiries about how to register to vote for people who may not have voted in the past? Are you finding more interest or less interest this year?
Well, I wouldn't say that. I'd say people are starting to get excited, right? And so the Urban League is very involved working with the National Urban League. So we actually have canvassers that are going out there making sure people have a plan to vote. We have a lot of activities going on just to, you know, engage people, ask any questions. But I think there is a greater, I think, incentive. People are starting to get energized, I think, around voting. I think people are starting to realize, you know, how important it is, because I know there were periods of apathy, especially with a lot of younger folks getting them to vote. But I think that's starting to change. But we'll see soon. But it's important, obviously, that people are informed, engaged in a process.
Yeah, and it is obviously, no matter who you're voting for, you got to count your vote. ulpgh.org is always a great resource. The Urban League of Greater Pittsburgh, President and CEO, Carlos T. Carter. Carlos, so Teenie Harris. Everybody, check out Teenie Harris's work, and we'll talk to you in 2 weeks.